Trivia Focus. There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc. This is Cassius Clyde from 90FM. Would you like to do Trivia Focus?
We'd love to do Trivia Focus.
What's your team name?
Klaatu Barada.
How did your team get their name?
It was given to us by a higher power.
A higher power? Say, from the Necronomicon?
Quite possibly. Might have been from an alien, though. It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell. Was it Bruce Campbell, maybe?
He has very strong influence in it, yes.
Can you give me your best Bruce Campbell impression?
You got real ugly, baby.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team, and why?
Yosemite Sam, because I hate that rabbit.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
With my devastating good looks and French accent.
What would your pickup line be?
I wouldn't say a word. I'd just look at him.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's all, folks.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
West Virginia.
Many people think Acme stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
Acid, meth, coke, and ecstasy.
What is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
Well, it's the square root of 2 beta frequency, but 90FM comes in a close second.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Cassius Clyde. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part by Pizza and Pizza. But only one protesting. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 35 is Asocalypse Now. Once again, the winner of the grocery bag giveaway, Asocalypse Now. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 34 in fifth place with 4,780 points. Freshly squeezed. In fourth place with 5,300 points is Tin Man. In third place with 5,795 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 5,810 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. In first place with 6,385 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. And here are the point values for questions in hour 34. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 95 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 45 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 9 is worth 30 points. And question 10 is worth 25 points. Once again, point values for hour 34. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 95 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 45 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 9 is And we are moving on to hour 36, question 1. What is the complete name of the television character who developed every bride's dream cake? An 82-calorie multi-layered wedding cake, and for those women for which that 82-calorie cake was a too late, A stylish, stout wedding dress. Once again, hour 36, question 1. What is the complete name of the television character who developed every bride's dream cake, an 82-calorie multi-layered wedding cake, and for those women for which that 82-calorie cake was too late, a stylishly stout wedding dress? Well, I've never been.
Working on question number 1 of hour 36. What is the complete name of the television character who developed every bride's dream cake, an 82-calorie multi-layered wedding cake, and for those women for which that 82-calorie cake was too late, a stylish, stout wedding dress? questions, or question one of our 36 is over. Put those phones down. The answer to question one of our 36, what is the complete name of the television character who developed every bride's dream cake? An 82-calorie multi-layered wedding cake, and for those women for which that 82-calorie cake was too late, a stylish, stout wedding dress. The answer for question one of our 36 is Sue Ann Nivens. Once again, the answer of question one of our 36, Sue Ann Nivens. Moving on to question two of our 36, what is the first and last name of the artist who claimed that when he left home, his father bought him a bus ticket to Cleveland and loaned him $14? Once again, question two of our 36. What is the first and last name of the artist who claimed that when he left home, his father bought him a bus ticket to Cleveland and loaned him $14? And we're working on question two of our 36. What is the first and last name of the artist who claimed that when he left home, his father bought him a bus ticket to Cleveland and loaned him $14?
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel. Pretty little angel eyes.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question two of hour 36. What is the first and last name of the artist who claimed that when he left home, his father bought him a bus ticket to Cleveland and loaned him $14? The answer is Robert Crumb. Once again, the answer for question two of hour 36, Robert Crumb. And now it is time for Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 8. Please listen closely. You must bring the original copy of the new Trivia Times when you go to the Trivia Stone pickup locations. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 8. From where you are now, take the first left. Go past the younger deer and the lucky craps numbers. Turn left after the mailbox fish. Turn right after tons. Turn right at the intersecting former United States presidents. Add them up and you'll get to 30. Turn left just before the Eric Burdon Band. Continue down the road to pick up your second Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your Trivia Stone stamp. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 8. From where you are now, take the first left. Go past the young deer and the lucky craps numbers. Turn left after the mailbox fish. Turn right after tons. Turn right at the intersecting former United States presidents. Add them up and you'll get to 30. Turn left just before the Eric Burdon Band. Continue down the road to pick up your second Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your Trivia Stone stamp. And 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team's player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, Taking Trivia to a Career Path, the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition, Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobbies Sports, season to season, year to year. When it comes to sports, you'll find it here and Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. Now moving on to question three of hour 36. Fictional character Sally McCoy was given a jar of preserves as a friendly gesture from Levussie Hatfield. According to Sally, there is nothing sweeter. What is the fruit used in the making of these preserves? Once again, question three of hour 36. Fictional character Sally McCoy was given a jar of preserves as a friendly gesture from Levussie Hatfield. According to Sally, there is nothing sweeter. What is the fruit used in the making of these preserves?
One, two, three, cuatro. Had a gold headache about a fancy song.
And we are working on question number 3 of our 36. Fictional character Sally McCoy was given a jar of preserves as a friendly gesture from Lavussie Hatfield. According to Sally, there is nothing sweeter. What is the fruit used in the making of these preserves? Down in the back, phones down in the back. That is the end of question 3 of our 36. That question, fictional character Sally McCoy was given a jar of preserves as a friendly gesture from Lavussie Hatfield. According to Sally, there is nothing sweeter. What is the fruit used in the making of these preserves? The answer to question 3 of our 36 is elderberries. Once again, the answer for question 3 of our 36 is elderberry. Moving on to question 4 of our 36. According to print advertising, an insurance company used a computer-age way of projecting financial objectives into the future with a process that treated you like an individual. The process was called ESP. For what do the letters ESP stand? Once again, question 4 of our 36. According to print advertising, an insurance company used a computer-age way of projecting financial objectives into the future with a process that treated you like an individual. The process was called ESP. For what do the letters ESP stand?
I'm
And we're working on question 4 of hour 36. According to print advertising, an insurance company used a computer-age way of projecting financial objectives into the future with a process that treated you like an individual. The process was called ESP. For what do the letters ESP stand?
Hey, hey, fun.
According to print advertising, an insurance company used a computer-age way of projecting financial objectives into the future with a process that treated you like an individual. The process was called ESP. For what do the letters ESP stand? The answer of question 4 of hour 36, electronic security profile. Once again, the answer to question 4 of hour 36, electronic security profile.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
And we're moving on to question 5 of hour 36. Big screen characters Robert and Ellen Miller were discussing the old days when they used to eat at a restaurant where you could get full meals for $2 and all you could eat for $3. What is the name of that restaurant? Once again, big screen characters Robert and Ellen Miller were discussing the old days when they used to eat at a restaurant where you could get full meals for $2 and all you could eat for $3. What is the name of that restaurant? Good luck.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friend. We will keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions.
We're working on question 5 of hour 36. Big screen characters Robert and Ellen Miller were discussing the old days when they used to eat at a restaurant where you could get full meals for $2, all you could eat for $3. What is the name of that restaurant? Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 5 of hour 36. That question, big screen characters Robert and Ellen Miller were discussing the old days when they used to eat at a restaurant where you could get full meals for $2 and all you can eat for $3. What is the name of that restaurant? The answer of question 5 of hour 36 is Riccio's. Once again, the answer of question 5 of hour 36, Riccio's. Moving on to question 6 of hour 36. Turn to picture 9 in the New Trivia Times. Picture number 9 looks like a movie rating. It is from a print advertisement for a registered car
It looks like a movie worn sheet. What is the name of the product? Once again, question 6 of hour 36.
In the New Trivia Times, picture number 9 looks like a movie rating. It is from a print advertisement for a registered product, and the advertisement looks like a movie worn sheet. What is the name of that product? Good luck.
You're pushing too hard, you're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard, on what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard, about the things I say. You're pushing too hard, night and day. You're pushing too hard, pushing too hard on me. All I want is just to be free. Live my life the way I wanna be. All I want is just to set fire. Live my life like I've just begun. But you're pushing too hard.
And we are working on question 6 of hour 36. Turn to picture number 9 in the New Trivia Times. Picture number 9 looks like a movie rating. It is from a print advertisement from a registered product, and the advertisement looks like a movie one sheet. What is the name of the product? Good luck.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, feed it up an ox, speak, grunt, no strength, none matter, start to clatter with fear, fight down, high wire in a fire, represent the 7 games in a government for hire in a combat site, let the weapon coming in a hurry with the fury breathing down your neck, see my team reporters, travel Trump, Kevin Cross, look at that, no plane, fine, yes, uh-oh, overflow, population, common food, but it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve its own needs, listen to your heart, please. We'll be right back.
sign. Leonette, brass, snap, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, idiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right?
And phones down in the back. The answer to question 6 of hour 36, turn to picture 9 in the new Trivia Times. Picture number 9 looks like a movie rating. It is from a print advertisement for a registered product, and the advertisement looks like a movie one sheet. What is the name of the product? The answer to question 6 of hour 36 is the Three Musketeers. Once again, the answer to question 6 of hour 36 is the Three Musketeers. And we got Oz coming in. Who is that? Ooh.
I am Oz, the great and powerful.
Hi, Dan.
How's it going?
Oh, good. Hey, I wanted to take this opportunity to thank the Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2430 Jefferson Street, Wisconsin Rapids, and Cobb's Foods at 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, 344-2290. We have donuts.
Ooh.
And Cellcom Cellular, 101 Division Street, Stevens Point, 344-3341. And also to thank this past shift of telephone operators.
They're doing a great job.
Dr. Bob's budding botanist back there. Bob just reminded me that they've been doing this for 16 years now.
Oh, my goodness. That's almost older than
me. And I only recognize a couple of them that have been here for the entire 16 years. You know, some people say that you can't make a career out of going to college, but, boy, they prove them wrong, don't they?
I suppose it sure sounds like they're having a good time.
Yes, they are. All right, keep going.
All right, moving on to question 7 of hour 36. Many NFL teams enter the playing field through a tunnel. The archway of the tunnel sometimes contains words or the team logo or something else. One such team has the following words on the archway of the home tunnel they pass through to get to the field. The words are bigger, faster, stronger, louder. What is the city and nickname of this team? Once again, question 7 of hour 36. Many NFL teams enter the playing field through a tunnel. The archway of the tunnel sometimes contains words or the team logo or something else. One such team has the following words on the archway of the home tunnel they pass through to get to the field. Bigger, faster, stronger, louder. What is the city and nickname of this team? Good luck.
Just call, tell me, and I'll be around.
Working on question 7 of hour 36. Many NFL teams enter the playing field through a tunnel. The archway of the tunnel sometimes contains words, the team logo, or something else. One such team has the following words on the archway of the home tunnel they pass through to get to the field. Bigger, faster, stronger, louder. What is the city and nickname of this team? Good luck.
Tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sand. He had emeralds and rubies just a dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Bates, the swingin'est number one dancer in the Sultan's whole harem. Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, they've been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd sing. Oh, yeah. Which is Aramaic for whoa, babies. And Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent, and he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho ho. There she was, friends and neighbors laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate, a bowl of chitlings, two bananas, three Hershey bars, and sipping on an R.O. Cisco Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry, and reading Mad Magazine while she sung, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? And Ahab walked up to her and he said, oh, yeah, 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 well, yeah. Which is Aramaic for, let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. And she say,
all right, phones down, phones down. That is the end of question 7 of hour 36. Many NFL teams enter the playing field through a tunnel. The archway of the tunnel sometimes contains words, the team logo, or something else. One such team has the following words on the archway of the home tunnel they pass through to get to the field. Bigger, faster, stronger, louder. What is the city and nickname of this team? The answer is Seattle Seahawks. Once again, the answer to question 7 of hour 36, the Seattle Seahawks. Moving on to question 8 of hour 36. Big screen characters Arnold and Kay Soames go to a French subtitled movie, which is part of a foreign flicks fest. According to the marquee of the theater, what is the name of that theater? Once again, question 8 of hour 36. Big screen characters Arnold and Kay Soames go to a French subtitled movie, which is part of a foreign flicks fest. According to the marquee of the theater, what is the name of that theater? Good luck.
Darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon.
And we are working on question 8 of hour 36. Big screen characters Arnold and Kay Soames go to a French subtitled movie, which is part of a foreign flicks fest. According to the marquee of the theater, what is the name of that theater? Good luck. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 8 of hour 36. Big screen characters Arnold and Kay Soames go to a French subtitled movie, which is part of a foreign flicks fest. According to the marquee of the theater, what is the name of that theater? The answer to question 8 of hour 36 is Clipper. Once again, the answer of question 8 of hour 36 is Clipper.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association to remind you to buy local.
Good morning with 90FM News. I'm Jonah.